Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I don't know. I want you to know about there's a resource available from Jay Sekulow. And I first want you to hear a segment about understanding that freedom of religion in the workplace. And we're going to tell you more. We'll be right back.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I had a legal question for you. I'm a supervisor in a small office, and recently I had a new associate join my team who's very much into neo-paganism, and she displays books about witches and inverted pentagrams around her desk. I was wondering if she has just as much protection as I do, you know, if I have Christian material around my desk, is she legally protected to keep those on her desk, or can I ask her to remove those?
Nope, she has got the same rights of religious freedom and the free exercise of religion that you do, and that's the way that works. This should encourage the Christian employee to continue to maintain an appropriate witness there at work without being disruptive to the work environment. But that's the way to handle a situation like that, not to censor all religions, but to allow an equal, what we would call a basically an equal access policy.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
That's so important. I just really appreciate Jay Sekulow, that I believe that he is a graduate from CBN's university there that Pat Robinson founded and taught there, I believe so.
Oh, cool.
And he's part of the whole band of lawyers who are standing up for constitutional rights. His cases are amazing, the ones he's defended, and for Christian rights. And as you heard in that one particular segment, and this, we're going back and talking about original intent, is that the question of the particular supervisor was, can this Satanist, mm-hmm, you know, put all their things out that represents their religion?
All right.
And he said, yes. But the whole thing is, because we've been silent so long in the workplace, you know what I'm saying? That place, it would not even have had a place there.
Right.
Because the church, we could be just as expressive. We could put crosses. We could put, you know, Jesus is Lord across our desk. We could, our screensaver could have the whole, you know, Resurrection Day cartoon or vision going on. We could be, all of our ringtones could be saying, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. You know, the boldness is time. We have to be that bold. And right, this particular original 10, as Jay Sekulow is giving advice here, talking about the constitutional right of Christians in the workplace, is that just as bold as this person was in his workplace for Satan, then we can be that bold for Jesus. And as Christians, we don't have anything to worry about, because understand that Satan's already been defeated, but we first have to speak up.
That's right.
We have to say something. And so you can find out more about Jay Sekulow, and you can search, if you have a question about Christians' rights in the workplace, freedom of religion in the workplace, at www.aclj.org. That's aclj.org. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.